There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.
As with other college campuses across the nation, the University of Florida has been the site of pro-Palestinian student protests. Due to the conflicts between students and law enforcement at other colleges like Columbia and USC, the University of Florida released a set of rules of allowable and prohibited protesting actions. While students are allowed free speech and holding signs, the university has banned specific actions like using sound amplifiers like blowhorns and littering, building structures, or leaving unmanned signs. The full list of prohibited activities includes no amplified sound, no demonstrations inside buildings, no littering, no sleeping, no unmanned signs, no blocking ingress and egress, no building of structures, chairs, stakes, benches, tables, no camping, including tents, sleeping bags, pillows, etc. No disruption, no threats, no violence, no weapons, any other item and/or activities deemed to be non-compliant with policy and regulations by university officials. The university said if a student violates the rules, they would face suspension and a 3-year trespass. University employees who commit these violations will also be trespassed and fired. In a statement, the university said it supported free speech but would not allow unlawful conduct. The University of Florida will always protect speech and uphold the law, the statement reads. Peaceful protests are constitutionally protected. Camping, putting up structures, disrupting academic activity, or threatening others on university property is strictly prohibited. The university has clearly communicated this to the students and explained that they can exercise their free speech rights, but breaking the law will result in an immediate trespassing order from UFPD and an interim suspension from student life. When asked about the restrictions, a student protester told us, "The rules would not stop the demonstrations. My one message is we will not be intimidated," the protester said. "We know our rights and we are simply protesting. We are exercising our First Amendment right. We have every right to be here and we will be here as long as we can. But we must demand sensible, formal policies like those implemented by the University of Florida to discourage the abuses of our constitutional freedoms. Too often, universities turned a blind eye to the disruptions, threats, and even injuries inflicted upon the majority of their paying students by allowing these so-called protests to run rampant, whether it was the BLM movement or this current pro-Hamas movement calling for violent solutions unabated. It's a blatant disrespect for our laws and the rights of others, and it's high time we put an end to it. We cannot allow radical leftist agitators to hold our campuses hostage. With this policy, we could shut down these violent pro-Hamas radicals overnight."
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.